Come on in and take a seat as we dive into what shall separate you. According to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, separate means to keep apart or to disconnect. I think I can speak for the both of us when I say we have been in situations where we have become disconnected. You know that I'm here for the real talk, so I'll start by speaking from experience. I remember a time in my life that I was so driven that nothing could disconnect me from my focus, aspirations, and determination. That connection was the reason why I rose above teenage pregnancy and eventually became a nurse practitioner. When I decided to obtain a master's degree, my focus was God-centered and family-centered. I was attending church regularly, serving within the church, and pouring into my relationships with my family and friends. That was until I made a decision to lead a life that would please my flesh instead of striving to please God. As you may guess, that decision led to major disconnections within my life. During that time of disconnection, I endured so much pain and trauma that I ended up at the lowest I had ever been in my life. But I thank God that my testimony did not end when depression and suicidal ideation overwhelmed me. I thank God that God looked at that text message from me that read, "I wonder what heaven is like," and came running to my rescue. I thank God. Needless to say, I remained disconnected for some time, even after that moment, before I decided to reclaim my focus and strive to become reconnected with not only God, but my family, my friends, and most importantly, myself. Reconnecting to God came via repentance, but I had to work hard to reconnect with myself and my focus. Maybe you can relate. Maybe you became disconnected from your goals, dreams, and aspirations. Maybe you became disconnected from your family and friends. Maybe you became disconnected from the person you knew yourself to be. Maybe you became disconnected from your drive and determination. Maybe you became disconnected from the true vine mentioned in John chapter 15, verse 1. I am here to tell you that it does not matter how you became disconnected, where you became disconnected, or when you became disconnected. All you have to do is realize that you've become disconnected and make a decision to reconnect. Let's talk about the true vine. And if you don't know who I'm referring to when I say the true vine, I am referring to Jesus. The above-mentioned situation was only one of the instances where I became disconnected from God and His love. Read this carefully. The Bible tells us that God will never leave us nor forsake us, according to Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6. So I speak figuratively when I speak of a disconnection from God. There is nothing that can separate you from God's love. So let's talk about love. According to the 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 8, love endures all things, is patient and kind, isn't envious, jealous, boastful, haughty, conceited, or rude, does not act unbecoming, is not self-seeking or resentful, doesn't take account of evil done, doesn't rejoice at injustice, but rejoices when right and truth prevail, bears all things, believes the best of every person, is hopeful, never fails. As a refresher, separate means to disconnect. So let's talk about separation from God's love. Let's reference Romans chapter 8, verses 35 through 39. Verse 35 leads with, "Who shall ever separate us from Christ's love?" The passage goes on to describe instances that can cause a separation to include suffering, tribulation, calamity, distress, persecution, hunger, pestilence, peril, and sword. In verse 39, Paul reports that he was persuaded without any doubt that neither death, life, angels, principalities, things impending, things threatening, things to come, powers, height, depth, nor anything in all creation will be able to cause separation. I am sure that just as I have, you have been through or are currently going through a few of the above mentioned situations. I am sure that just as some of those things caused me to turn my back on God, they also caused you to turn your back on God. I am sure that just as God did not leave my side as He promised in Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6, He has not left your side either. What will separate you from God? What will keep you separated from God and his love for you? Is that situation that bad to where you can't see God moving within it? Do you think you are too far gone to be saved? I pray today that you realize that even the disconnection has purpose and that God will use it for his glory. I encourage you today to evaluate your life for any disconnections that may have occurred. If you find yourself disconnected from God, I encourage you to repent and turn back to him. If you would like to read this blog post, go on over to realtalkwithkivi.com and read all about it. Bye.